Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketolena. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters from Central Aizawl to Zakaw Sang in Aizawl yesterday, Mr. Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Aizawl city to Zakaw Sang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram.
नॉर्थ ईस्ट में टूरिज्म से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर स्पेस तक और एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप तक हर क्षेत्र में विकास के नए आयाम ये 10 साल में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार गढ़ रही है.
The ceremony also featured an exchange land records of maps between Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera Assam Rifles and Valnaldina Vanai, Commissioner and Secretary to the Mizoram Government, marking the formal shift of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters from Katla, Aizawl to Zakaw Sang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Bureau of Indian Standards BIS has carried out search and seizure operations at multiple warehouse locations of leading e-commerce platforms including Amazon and Flipkart in cities like Lucknow, Gurugram and Delhi. The crackdowns are aimed at curbing the distribution of unsafe and non-certified products through e-commerce platforms.
During its surveillance activities, BIS has identified that several non-certified products are being sold on e-commerce platforms such as Amazon, Flipkart, Meesho, Myntra, Big Basket, even though BIS certification has been made mandatory for these products. Non-certified products include those that do not bear the ISI mark or bear an ISI mark with an invalid license number. These non-certified products pose significant safety risks to consumers as they have not undergone independent third-party testing to ensure that they meet minimum safety and performance standards. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
BIS is actively conducting market surveillance to ensure that consumer products available in the market, including e-commerce platforms, comply with applicable safety and quality standards. Union Minister for Communication Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the first chip made in India will be rolled out this year. Interacting with the IIT students of Chennai yesterday, he said that 4 chips made in India will be rolled out in the next 2 years and India will be able to supply made in India chips to Tesla, Volkswagen and also to any part of the world. He told that 5 semiconductors are under construction in India presently. The minister informed that the government had allocated 10,000 crore rupees for development under Artificial Intelligence Vision. Earlier, the minister inaugurated Z-Work Electronics Manufacturing Centre in Sri Purambudur near Chennai and announced establishment of new electronic industries in Sri Purambudur and Manalur with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees.
With investment of 1,112 crore, these two will be set up as very large electronics manufacturing clusters. And that will help our growth of electronics manufacturing in Tamil Nadu in a very big way. And that is the spirit of our Prime Minister.
Kiferi District launched implementation plan for Shiksha Sathi Education Companion Initiative yesterday during the District Planning and Development Board meeting at Kiferi. The objective of Shiksha Sathi is to improve academic performance, conference and retention of underprivileged girl students by pairing them with academically strong students for peer learning and mentorship. During the meeting, the members also decided to organize seminar for students in collaboration with District Skills Development Committee for the benefit of college students. And Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA organized 4th referee clinical camp yesterday in Kohima. The camp was organized in view of the forthcoming 15th NWA Open and first Women Open Naga Wrestling Championship 2025 scheduled at Kohima local ground on 28 March 2025. The camp was attended by Nagaland Wrestling Referee Board registered members along with few women including NWA officials. NWA said that more training camps are expected to be continued before the championship is held. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.